Yeah, the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order at 1:52 on Thursday, April the 5th, 2012. Let the record reflect that with us today are Representative Lynn, Representative Miller, Co-Chair Representative Thompson, and myself, Co-Chair Representative Sadler. We do have a quorum to do business. We've gone through the kill your cell phone drill, so please turn them off. In today's meeting, we're up to hear Senate Joint Resolution 16, Military Pensions. And with that, I would welcome Kendra Kloster to the witness table to present or to be available for questions. And Senator Wilikowski's absent, so put yourself on the record. We'll do the thing.
Thank you. Kendra Kloster, staff to Senator Wilikowski. And if you wish, I can go through the highlights of the bill or just be here to answer any questions. But
go ahead. Real quick. We've got some time in the schedule, so certainly.
All right. SJR 16, military pensions. What this resolution does is it's just urging the Department of Defense and Congress to really look at the changes that the Defense Business Board has put forward. They put forward some changes that would possibly change on how the military does their pension system. Right now, they have a 20-year vesting system to where somebody service member will sign up, and after 20 years they get to retire. One of the suggestions by the Defense Business Board was to get rid of that provision, and they were going through a number of different changes they could possibly do. What this resolution does, though, is just advocating for the service members that are already have signed up to have the option of keeping their 20-year pension. So if they do make changes, we just want to make sure that the promises that they signed up on, they have the option to keep those promises. There is a bill put in by Congressman Young that asked for this as well, the Keeping Our Promises Act, and so this resolution would help support that as well. And if you have any questions, I am available.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Kinder. Ms. Kloster, any questions from the committee for
Mr. Chair?
Okay. Representative Lynn.
I don't have any questions, but I question from the chair that I refuse from commenting or voting on this bill. I'm a retired United States Air Force. As a conflict of interest, I do receive retirement.
Object.
You'll be required to refrain from commenting or required to vote on this. Your words. Thank you. So noted. And Representative Cisna has joined us.
Thank you.
At 1:55. Any other questions from the committee members? Seeing none, I'll ask. Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Thompson.
Yeah, I just had a slight question. I mean, the way that they're trying to redo this, we talk about it in our own state as far as retirements, and I can understand where that they would say, you know, if somebody serves 20 years in the military, they could be 37 years old, and then they could draw retirement for 40 plus years. So I understand what they're trying to cover here, but I think this is a bad idea. I think it's terrible that they would take somebody that risks their life through this period of our time and then deny them drawing their retirement after 20 years. Has there been any studies done on the differences in cost or how much the total liability is or what kind of a 401k plan, how does that fit into somebody wanting to transfer over to? Is there anything like that been done?
Representative Thompson, through the chair, there is in your packet, the Defense Board has put out some ideas, and right now nothing is really finite. They're still looking at a number of different options on what they could possibly do. So in respect to what exactly they're going to do, I just don't know because that information isn't out there. But if you want to look at some of the different things that the Defense Board has talked about, there is what the task group has put out, which is a overview of some of their options that they could be looking at. And you are one of the things that what we've talked about is, you know, for military members that have been in for 10 years, you know, they're not getting retirement. So that's something that they want to be able to look at, too, for so giving different benefits to like a 401k style plan, which is not something that, you know, we're saying that we're opposed to in this resolution. We're just saying that, you know, if you sign up under your 20-year plan and can retire, that we want to give that option to keeping that. But within that PowerPoint, there are some different options, and off the top of my head, I just don't recall what the costs are, but I can get that information to you.
For the record, Representative Osterman's joined us. Representative Thompson?
If you go to a 401k plan, somebody could be in the military for 5 years or 10 years and then not re-up and leave the military. It looks to me like that they can take their 401k plan with them and roll it into an IRA. So that has a negative effect on the Department of Defense, I would think, where that, you know, if you're in the current plan and you, after 10 years or even 18 years, decide not to continue with the military, you're not going to get a retirement. But with a 401k plan, you can go for a few years, not re-up, go on with life, but take that accumulated retirement in a 401k. So I think that they're not looking at the big picture is what it looks like to me. I mean, is there any comments in what you've seen about that type of thing?
Representative Thompson, through the chair, what some of the things that I've looked at, that they're breaking down costs, and of course they're throwing out a lot of different numbers. Here on page 9, they talk about the assessment, and they, the Defense Board, is who I'm referring to, and they're saying now the retirement plan is unaffordable. So for each dollar of current pay, the retirement plan accrues 33 cents for a total of $24 billion in FY11. So they're throwing out a number of different costs here, and then they increases in inflation, life expectancy will further increase military retirement costs. So they do go through the number of different costs for plans. I have not seen exactly what type of plan that they're going to look at or how many members that they would essentially grandfather into a plan, as this is all very preliminary discussion at this point. But you do make an excellent point that the 401Ks are something that they would be able to take with them.
Other questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair, I just pointed out you might be 37 when you retire chronologically, but depending on the service that you had, you might be emotionally 47, 57, 67, or whatever. It's a relative thing.
Do we have anybody in the room who'd like to offer testimony on this resolution? Do we have anybody online? Okay. Appropriate my time, I guess. I've got some brief comment, too. I do understand and appreciate the value of the 20-year pension plan. It's the, you know, the kind of the golden, the brass ring to get through your service and get there alive and enjoy that security. I do agree that a promise made to a service member should be a promise we keep. It's fair to ask whether it's appropriate to force a service member to continue on a plan if there were an alternative that they could choose that might better serve their interests. I looked with some detail at the proposed Defense Business Board proposal, and it offers some features that seem to be worth considering. Some of them have been raised here already. It would allow service members to get credit for service of less than 20 years. I guess only 17% of those who raise their right hand actually live and stay in service long enough to collect benefits at the end of it. Likewise, there might be a better way to craft the pension benefit so that those in combat arms specialties or those who do their tours in hazardous conditions or under hazardous hardship posts that might be able to get the quicker vesting or better benefits, and so there's some flexibility that deserves consideration. For that reason, I just want to get in the record that I think that the military pensions are a complicated issue. While the 20-year system does have its good points, it might be good to make sure we allow alternative pension plans available at service members' choices that might better serve their needs. I'm concerned this might be seen as a blanket endorsement of the 20-year program without considering the options, but that's my comments. Other comments or questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair, I'd say this is very similar to the House resolution that I had last week on the H.R. 11 on TRICARE benefits. It's the very same thing.
The chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Thompson.
I move that Senate Joint Resolution 16, version 27-LS1315/A, be moved advanced from committee with individual recommendations, and I don't think we have a physical note.
There is.
A zero physical note.
Zero physical note.
And zero physical note.
Any objection to the motion? No objection. It passes out of committee. Not sure we're going to meet next, but we were adjourned at 2:01.